eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft. Made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right, welcome you in to the Go 24/7, what we call this post-spring practice report, a full one today. Out of the practice fields, Bryce Kuhn alongside Glenn West. And yes, we know Glenn's taller than me. Let's just get it out of the way. Glenn, you're going to screenshot it, put it on the board. It's a good laugh.
Anymore. I won't do that anymore.
It's a good laugh.
It's just a one-off thing where you just kind of do it once and then you just leave it where it
is. You got to get ahead of the jokes.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
We got to get ahead of the jokes. But hey, an awesome day. First off, fantastic weather here in Baton Rouge for a day of spring practice that, Glenn, we got to see more than stretches. We got to see more than that. Defensively, I mean, obviously one of the big standouts, it feels like, was, we'll start with it, Sage Ryan. Not necessarily the fact that you could say, hey, maybe he knew some of the plays. Three picks for Sage Ryan during full team activities. But the fact that he capitalized on being in those spots, something that we really didn't see a lot last year, that's a big confidence booster for a secondary that needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he did a really nice job today. I mean, you could just see, like, they just look a little bit more sure of themselves, mm-hmm. You know, just throughout this full practice here. It looked like they still got a lot of they want to implement defensively, but when you've got your veterans like that that are stepping up and making plays like that and just kind of, you know, setting the tone, I guess, for this defense that really kind of needs to have an identity or wants to start finding an identity. To have somebody like Sage Ryan continue to develop, I mean, he was somebody people might remember a couple months ago was very briefly in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Like they worked to get him back for a reason, and I think they saw that he could be an impact player for them at that safety spot. They had him playing deep safety. He was not, you know, kind of by the line of scrimmage today. He was doing a lot of stuff, you know, kind of deep back there with Jordan Gilbert. So they've been kind of rotating that same safety group with Gilbert, with Ryan, with Major Burns. But, you know, another guy that really stepped up, I thought, and I think you pointed this out, Deshaun McBride.
Yeah.
Is somebody that I think is really going to push for some playing time here. He's just long. He's athletic. He seems to be just kind of around the ball and can make some stuff happen. So I think really some positive developments from the secondary today. You can see the potential. You can see kind of what if this group can kind of mesh well and kind of get that communication aspect of things, you know, lined up. They can be a pretty good unit next year, and I think you saw some potential there with that practice today.
You mentioned McBride. Obviously, one of the big things Brian Kelly was asked in his post-practice presser was obviously, you know, Major Burns kind of sliding up into a star role. And look, it doesn't take maybe more than the average fan to realize, Major Burns was good around the line of scrimmage, coming up to make plays in the run game, maybe some bootleg passes getting after the quarterback. If they can find a spot for him there and things start to settle the back end, like you said, there's reason for encouragement, reason for excitement about what this secondary can do. I think one of the biggest things, Glenn, is if Burns feels comfortable there, it seems like he's the type of player, when he does feel comfortable, that's when he's playing his best. That might be kind of easy, but for a guy like him, you want him in the best spot available.
Yeah, and man, you want your veterans to be able to take that next step. And I think, you know, he's somebody that LSU needs him to play well next year. I mean, he missed a lot of tackles last year. He was, I think one of many that just kind of was unsure about what they were trying to do defensively. And I think, you know, just from a again, this was just one practice that we got to watch, you know, throughout the entirety of it. But they looked like they were a little bit more sure of themselves out there. And, you know, I don't think you take a whole ton of stock in that in just one practice, but it's at least a start. And I think, you know, they also, you know, have seen some nice development. Brian Kelly was talking today after practice from cornerbacks like JV and Toviano and Ashton Stamps. Those guys look pretty confident in themselves and what they're supposed to be doing at the cornerback spots. And, you know, they got a couple really good, newcomers in that room as well. PJ Woodland is one that I think could surprise some folks come fall. And I think that they just are set up to be a much better group next year. But they have to put in the work, and they have to go out throughout this offseason and make sure that they're a unit that can see the kind of improvement that they feel like they can make.
And two names we really didn't mention in that is J.K. Johnson and Zy Alexander. You know, two guys that we're going to have to see as they continue to build back strength up, just getting into that playing shape, getting into the fact where they can get on the field. You start to feel a little bit better. I know Sonny has said this, there's numbers there, but you want to turn that into some quality numbers. And it feels like LSU's getting closer to feeling maybe better about that overall. Anything else defensively kind of stick out to you?
I mean, I think we should probably go over the front seven, what they kind of looked like. There was pretty much a Harold Perkins, Greg Penn inside linebacker group with the first team. Then the defensive line, you move forward to the defensive line up front. You had Jalen Lee and who was the other defensive tackle?
Jacoby and Giller, yeah.
And then, kind of the two defensive end/edge rushers they had, Braden Swinson and Savion Jones were pretty much the first team guys out there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Paris Shand and Deshaun Womack did rotate in a little bit with those guys as well in this first practice. So that's all really good stuff as we see.
I don't know who that is.
one of the players is certainly blazing by us here after this first full practice. But, yeah, I mean, those were pretty much the big, you know, kind of the first team guys that you saw rotating in. And, you know, again, it's one of those deals where I think they still have a lot of installation they got to put in. But you saw some signs here where, you know, if this group could be a little bit more opportunistic, be a little bit of aggressive, they can do some things because, you know, I do think probably one of the other takeaways that we'll get to here offensively is that the run game for LSU really kind of controlled the day, I think, in terms of just the consistency and the holes that they were opening up and, you know, the diversity that they were, you know, showing in that respect on offense. But certainly I think there's a lot of room for encouragement for this defense, and, you know, we'll see if they can continue to kind of show that progression and develop and perform under a scheme that Blake Baker feels like they can.
Switching it over to the offensive side of the football, you mentioned it's an offensive line. Kelly talked about returns a lot of guys that have played. They're trying to build depth there in case. That's going to be a big thing. They've got to have guys ready. I mean, he mentioned if an ankle's tweaked, if a shoulder's messed up, we got to have guys that can step up. It is a great, maybe the best in the SEC when you talk about that first five coming back for LSU. They got to build that up. But the run game. Just two scholarship running backs, but, man, they're really getting to work in how they want this run game to look and how they want to shape a lot of these zone looks they're trying to put out there.
Yeah, you mentioned the offensive line. I mean, Emory Jones was not out there, like, for the, you know, contact portion of practice. He was in pads, but just really did a little bit of individual drill work. And it was really Tyree Adams that was kind of the big right tackle for them on the first team. And I thought they did a really nice job of opening up holes on that right side with Adams, with Miles Frazier and DJ Chester. And, I mean, look, I do think that they're getting more diverse with the run. I think probably one of the biggest takeaways that I had was – the amount of times they put Garrett Nussmeier under center. I mean, they did that.
It looks a little different.
They did that three or four times with Nuss today, and I was like, okay, well, that's a little different. And they did some play action out of that. They did some rollouts where, you know, Nussmeier faked a handoff and hit Mason Taylor for a little short route a couple times. So they're trying to get more diversity into that run game, and that's really going to help kind of open things up for the passing game as well. If you're able to kind of establish a more unique run game, it should really help out a quarterback like Nussmeier be able to spread the ball out to his receiving weapons. So I would say that was probably one of the bigger takeaways I had from the whole day.
Yeah, offensively, you continue to look. Mason Taylor looking to get more involved. He talked about that earlier. You know, this week when we talked with him after one of the practices, you could see some designs that we saw a little bit last year, but maybe they hone in on that a little bit more. And then just kind of round out the day's coverage. Wide receiver position, Brian Kelly said he feels good about it. There's backup battles that need to be settled elsewhere, but he said, what, 6-7 guys that he says we can throw out there and maybe be amongst the best in the conference.
Yeah, and you saw it. I mean, like, there was a play today that Kyron Lacy made in the very early portion of practice where he just pretty much jumped Jarden Gilbert, you know, high-pointed a ball at a deep
throw. And Jarden Gilbert's not a small guy.
Yeah, Gilbert's not a small guy, and he was actually in pretty good coverage too. And Gilbert and Lacy just kind of just had a very slight edge over him and was able to make the play. It was a really just phenomenal athletic, acrobatic play. But yeah, so you had him, you had, you know, Chris Hilton was targeted a number of times. I'm on the Chris Hilton train. I think this is the off season for him. He's been with Nussmeier now for 3 years.
Exactly.
Those two, I think, have a really special connection, and Nuss was targeting him a lot today, and Hilton was getting open, and they were utilizing that matchup a lot today. So, I think it's a big off season for him. It's a big off season for a guy like Aaron Anderson. They worked in Kyle Parker and Xavion Thomas and CJ Daniels, the two transfers, rotated in with the first team a little bit today as well. They have a lot of options here to kind of really open up this passing offense, and I think Nussmeier is pretty happy that he has all these guys that he's going to be able to kind of spread the ball out to.
Yeah, big note, CJ Daniels, that's a big man.
Yeah.
Very physical, yeah. Big-bodied receiver that LSU wanted to bring in. They did. The only thing Nussmeier probably didn't like was the wind kicking around. It knocked down some of those balls. Damian Ramos was kicking some field goals it looked like it was hitting a wall and coming straight down. But Nonetheless, a great day of spring practice out here just beyond the practice fields. Beautiful day here in Baton Rouge as we continue spring football coverage. A lot of other coverage happening all across the site. Baseball in the midst of a massive series against Florida women's basketball. I'm heading to that press conference right after the recording of this. Big game on Sunday, 2 o'clock, and I believe baseball's 2 o'clock.
Yes.
So that's, you're going to have to pick your poison. Put one on the TV and go to one of the games, I guess you could do, or go split screen it. I believe there's a couple companies that let you do that. That's good stuff as well. But, hey, we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you like the video. Hit that subscribe button. We will catch you next time. He's Glenn West. My name's Bryce Kuhn here on the Go 24/7 Spring Practice Report edition of this podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.